course, tomorrow we have... will fulfill or implement the mitzvah precept of Arove. Mitzvah Arove is on the seventh day of Sukkot. Let me tell you, Arove b'Migdosh, the Migdosh Arove, is Midraise, it means it is a Midraise precept. Whoever was in Migdosh on Sukkot, on any day, all 7 days, from the first through the seventh, had to bring the lulav in there, right? You know that in Migdosh, the mitzvah lulav, continues for 7 days. ולקחתם לכם בימים הראשונים פרי יצוא לקו הסבורים, וסמכתם לפני ה' אלוקיכם שבעה שבועות. Our Kabbalah, Chazal have interpreted, וסמכתם בלולב, by holding the lulav. By holding the lulav, so you'll fulfill mitzvah simcha, of rejoicing. Is in Midgosh, the lulav 7 days, Bigvulim is only 1 day, ולקחתם לכם בימים הראשונים. And during the time of the second Kambal, while the Beis Hamikdash was al mechene, not only the diaspora, the people outside of the Beis Hamikdash used to hold the lulav only once, the first day. In Beis Hamikdash, they held the lulav 7 days. After the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yechem Bezakai introduced Shilulef Mitl Bindine Kolshim. Voresheno, the Mishnah says, Oyelulef Mitl Bimikdosh Shivo, who Bindine means outside of the Mikdosh. Yemechot, Mishchora Vesa Mikdosh, Isk Rabbi Yechem Bezakai, Shilulef Mitl Bindino Shivo. Zeichel Mikdosh, to imitate actually or to commemorate the practice. In Migdosh, that the lulav used to be taken or held 7 days in succession. Midraisim. Ulkachtem usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivasim. This was Migdosh. Then Migdosh was another mitzvah. The second mitzvah is not what we call midivrei Torah, but halacha lemeishim Sinai. It doesn't matter. It's also midraisim. But you don't have an explicit an explicit commandment in Pentateuch, but it's Halacha L'Meishim Sinai and it's Midraise. There is no difference between Halacha L'Meishim Sinai and Midraise. Arove. In Migdosh, they used to take Arove separately. First, they used to take the lulav, Kol Shiva. Hold it, say hello, shake the lulav, practice the. Then, they used to put away the lulav in the esrei and take Arove. Yeah. Also 7 days. What they did with Arove, we'll see later. It's very interesting when the Bishamigdosh, Zeichel Migdosh, as far as Lulav is concerned, is the whole of 7 days. As far as the Arove is concerned, they've introduced the Zeichel Migdosh only for 1 day. This is for the seventh day. So the Arove that we will use tomorrow is like the lulav we use the 6 additional days. It is Zeichel Mitzvah to commemorate 2 mitzvahs. By holding the lulav, we commemorate the mitzvah lulav, which in Mikdash was distinct because it was actually binding for 7 days. And tomorrow with the Arove will commemorate the mitzvah Arove should be Migdosh. But somehow the Gemara has the question, the Gemara answers, somehow the commemoration of Arove is limited to 1 day, on the seventh day, the commemoration of Lulav is the whole week, prevails throughout the week. Interesting is that Lulav that Arove, the main, even though all 7 days were prescribed Midraise, and it was Arove, all 7 days. But the seventh day was distinct and unique in this regard. Apparently, the Chiyuv HaRove is very hard to define. But the Chiyuv HaRove was of greater significance in Mikdosh on the seventh day than on the other days, on the ordinary Sukkot days. Because, for instance, if Shene Rabbe coincided with Shabbos, then they used to take the HaRove even on Shabbos. Lulav is very interesting. If Yom Tov Shosh Sukkot coincided with Shabbos, I mean, all of it must coincide Sukkot, is if Shabbos coincided, an ordinary day of Sukkot coincided with Shabbos, the Lulav used to be put away. There was no Lulav. If the first day fell on Shabbos, then they used to take the Lulav for Shabbos. We don't do it. In English and later, even the Lulav. But we don't do it, but the Midrash. HaRove is just the opposite. If the first day came out on Shabbos, they eliminated HaRove. If Shana Rabbi coincides with Shabbos, they used to take the HaRove. If Lulav Deiches HaShabbos Beyim Rishen, it's interesting. And HaRove Deiches HaShabbos Beyim Shvi. The Gemara discusses it and analyzes, but this is the fact. These are historical facts from Midrash, listen. It's a different story because Leitkinim if you're the Yarchel doesn't have the Lulav. And I don't want to get engaged now why the Gvur don't take the Lulav. Now, it's after. B'nei Amiglash you take only Amiglash. Later, after Chol B'samiglash you take the Gvur B'yemrish. Alright, it's B'saklesi B'samiglash. This is the Aloche. It's apparently that Lulav Yemrish in his Deir HaShabbos understand very well. Because Yom Rishon and Mikdash, for instance, when they took the Lulav, Yom Rishon and Mikdash, they used to fulfill two mitzvahs, didn't they? Lukachtel chem by Yom Rishon pre Yitzhodo. Mikdash is not inferior to Gvur. If the mitzvah is binding in Boston, it certainly was binding in Mikdash by Yom Rishon. And then, we stay to smacht and shalakirim shivas yomim, the first day also included. And it says, shivas yomim. So he has to. They implemented another mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The second day in Mikdash already, the Lakachom in Rishon was abandoned, I mean, removed. But the smart discussion. That's why the Lulav used to override Shabbos or suspend Shabbos, the Lulav Lulav, because on the first day there were two mitzvahs. One mitzvah was Kachten, the second mitzvah was smart. We understand it. But why is Arove? Why HaRove was the Tchiya Shabbos, suspension of Shabbos, confined to the seventh day, we don't know too well. Even the Gemara is not clear, but it's a fact. We know something else, that on an ordinary day, they used to walk around the Mizbeach only once. B'chol Yom Makif Mizbeach Pamachas. B'shivo, they used to walk around the Mizbeah, circle around the Mizbeah, seven times in English. Apparently, as far as HaRove is concerned, in the Shaina Rabbi, if you have a Gemara Sukkah, if you brought, I would like you to open the Gemara, since I want to show you where it is. Because I like it when you go to the sources. Daft Mem Beis Amid Beis. Daf Membeis Amid Beis. You have it? Lulav HaRove Shisho V'Shivo. Sometimes the Lulav used to be taken, held 7 days in succession. They didn't miss, they didn't skip even a single day. And sometimes the Lulav was confined to 6 days, the way it is. We take the Lulav only 6 days. Keitzat, Lulav Shivo. This is the third line for the Mishnah. Lulav Shivo. Keitzat. When did they hold the Lulav? 7 days in succession. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. Lulav Shiva, because they used to suspend Shabbos. Lulav used to override Shabbos. So they took it Shabbos, and then Shabbos, throughout the week, throughout Friday, no? Through Friday. Shabbos and Friday. 7 days. 7 days. Ushokol HaYomim, if Shabbos comes out in the middle of Sukkot, in the middle of the Sukkot week, it's Shisha. HaRove Shiva, how is possible HaRove Shiva? כיצד ים השבי של הרוב שחליז בשבס is a rov shivo, who shock all ayom shish. In a word, in short, lulef is deich lulef beyim rishni is deich as a Shabbos, a rov beyim shvi is deich as a Shabbos. Apparently there is more significance, halachically, to a rov and a shayne rabbi, even though the whole week is midraisa, loch l'mish mesina. But a shayne rabbi, the mitzvah has more significance, more important. That's why apparently the deich al-migdosh as far as we are concerned, it was confined to Shem Rabbi. To the most significant and the most outstanding day in the Midrash, as far as Arov is concerned. As far as Lulav is concerned, it's the first day. As far as Arov is concerned, the most prominent day in the Midrash was the seventh day of Arov. Did you make a bracha on the Arov? Certainly. We don't make for different reasons. Yeah, this is Arov. Fine. Now take a look at the Mishneh Memhei. Memhei Yom Edaretz. Memhei Yom Edaretz. Mitzvah Sarov Eketzat. How did they implement the Mitzvah Sarov? Mokimo Yolamatam Yerushalayim. That was the place. Meitzah is actually not far from Jerusalem. Yeah, it's in the valley, Meitzah. Meitzah is not on the mountain, on the hill, but in the valley. Yeah, the Mikro Meitzah. And there apparently was where many, the reed used to grow, in the Arovis used to grow in Meitzah. Yer de Lishom, they used to go down. Melakti Misham Uvi Shal Arove, twigs of Arove. They were very tall, the twigs, very tall. They used to decorate the Mizbeach with the Arovis. The Rosheim Kfufin al Gaba Mizbeach. The heads, the tops were bent over the Mizbeach. Because at the top, they are very thin. The Arovis is thin and very flexible, it's very soft. So it was bent. And Toku Vriyo Vitoku. When they used to decorate the Mizbeach with Arovis, the Kiyanim used to blow it. Kiyah, through it, Kiyah. Bechol Yein, every day, or Yom HaKifin is a Mizbeach Pamechas. Only once. Ve'im Elon Adi Shem Ishiyono, Adi Shem Atzlichono. Rav Yudah Imer, Ani Vohei Ishiyono. Ve'isi Ayein, HaKifin is a Mizbeach Shem Atzlichono. So the Shana Rav was out there. We don't know why. This is tradition, we have to accept it. So anyway, is the Shana Rabbi tomorrow the Arove is Zeichel HaMikdash. We commemorate which mitzvah, mitzvah Arove HaMikdash, which prevailed for seven consecutive days. But our Zeichel HaMikdash was limited to the seventh. While our Lulev is day for day. Day for day, beginning, day in beginning for day in Mikdash, the whole week. Now the question, what are we supposed to do with Arove tomorrow? Question. What are we supposed to do with Lulev, actually? What are we supposed to do with Lulev? We are about to finish Mitzvah Lulev, so tomorrow is the last day of Lulev. What does the Mitzvah Lulev consist of? Yeah, Nitile, correct, Nitile. Keep the Agde, nothing they must. Once I picked up the Lulev. I mean, that's why Rishonim had trouble with the bracha. When do you say the bracha? While the Lulav is on the table, it's not too close, it's not even Asa Yosef. After you had picked up the Lulav, so it's Achar Asa Yosef. So Rishonim had a lot of trouble. They've actually suggested four ways, and no way is satisfactory, basically. We turn it upside down, some take the Lulav, and the Esrik is in front of them, and they say the Broche, and they pick up the Esrik. All right, fine. Yeah. However, Netile, of course, basically Netile means simply picking up the Lulav, holding it, that's all, for a fraction of a second. There is no minimum prescribed. However, even with the Raisi would appear that Netile, from the standpoint of Hidure Mitzvah, in order to perform it perfect, complete mitzvah, not just the skeleton of the mitzvah, but it's complete, perfect. Mitzvah, so in Ninuim we are introduced. You know what Ninuim is. Ninuim is not a mitzvah, Ninuah, I want you to understand. It's not a mitzvah to shake the roof. It is actually the Netilah has been extended. What is holding, just holding still, it's not enough. You have to move around the roof. To move in all directions, upward, downward. But I want to know, Ninuim is not just a separate mitzvah. Ninuim is an extension, I want to know, then, of Netilah. Because you don't say, Al mitzvahs Ninuim, of Tesis said that what if one picked up the roof? He didn't say the bracha. So he still can make a bracha as long as he hasn't performed the Ninuim. What kind of a bracha does he say? What's the formula of that bracha? Al Netilas Luev. I took the Luev. The answer is the Ninuim is a continuation of what? Of the Netilah. This is the connection. Yeah. There is a machlekes or a sheinim. The Ninuim, the Gemara. We have Ninuim twice. We have Ninuim in Hallel. And if we take the Luev before we go to Shul, we leave for Shul. We also make the Ninuim at home. So we have the Ninuim b'shas Netile and the Ninuim b'shas Hale. The taste of Shita is the Ninuim b'shas Netile when you take the Lulev is an extension of Mitzvah's Lulev. An extension of Mitzvah's Lulev. This is the perfect Netile. Perfect Netile is not just holding it still. The perfect Netile is holding it and moving it in all directions, upward and downward. Yeah, this is the perfect Netile which the Torah has prescribed in the Rice. The Ninuim and Hallel have nothing in common with Mitzvah's Lulav. It's a Kiyum of Hallel. Hallel. What do you want?
The question is,
Yeah.
You
know, how
the Mitzvah's
Lulav is the question? Why Tesis says? The Gemara says it. And the Gemara doesn't say it in Hallel, the Gemara says it. Even the Alnitzel's Lulev, because you say the Broche after you picked up the Lulev. That's what I'm going to advise on the basis of this Gemara, not to leave the Esrik, but take the Lulev, the Esrik straight, and say the Broche afterward. And Lulev is an exception to the rule. So they ask, how can it be an exception to the rule of Evel as Yosam? So they say, because there are the Nuim yet outstanding. The Nuim are outstanding. Alright? When the Nuim are outstanding, what Tesis is, he also in Sukkot says about the Nuim. What Tesis Shiti is that the Nuim of Hallel is not a part, an integral part of Mitzvah's Lulev, but of Hallel, of Shir V'Shelach. You Shir V'Shelach through the medium of speech, by reciting, by the recitation of Pirkei Tehillim, Pirkei Hallel, is Shir V'Shelach, and you come to Heil Hashem. Roz Yiran Nechulat Seyuar, and the Apostle continues, Heil Hashem Ketev Kulam Chazei, Vimru Yishein V'Lekei Yishenu. This is the reason that you say it, that you menaneh the Lulev, you shake the Lulev, only for Ona Hashem Yishiyono, and not for Heida Hashem Atzlichono, Ona Hashem Atzlichono, like Bishama had suggested. Because in the Pesuk, Roz Yiran Atzeyor, it's mentioned on Heida Hashem Kiteit, Kilom Chazei, Ve'imru Yimru Yishenu Lekei Yishenu. According to Teisves, the Lulev, there are two sets of Ninuim. The Rambam doesn't know of any Ninuim, Bishas Nitzilah. The Rambam doesn't know of any Ninuim. The Ram is Nitzile and Ninuim at Hallel. There are no Ninuim Bishas Nitzile at all. And according to Tesis, there are two sets of Ninuim. One set of Ninuim consists of what Ninuim? Bishas Nitzile, these are intertwined and with and related to what? To Nitzile, this is an extension of Nitzile. It's an elaboration of Nitzile. Yeah. And the Ninuim in Hallel is a Kiyum of Hallel. Kiyum of Hallel. This is Lulev. Arove, what is Arove in Migdosh? What did the mitzvah Arove in Migdosh consist? Lulev in Migdosh, they did whatever we do now. I mean, there's no difference between Lulev and this. I just read in the Thessalonica Press, just recently, this week, they've discovered again few from Qumran, like Russia. Like Russia, very strange. And what is stranger to you, they found it few in a matlis and kruchim behemo. And they are chemically tested with air behemo. According to Allah, it's a nation of sinners.
It's very interesting that for instance, Aloha of Mapun and Seos have to wind hair from clean animals around the parshas is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention it. It's mentioned in Shemush Rabbi. Shemush Rabbi is an anonymous Kuntres pamphlet about Tfilin. They say it has originated with the Gehen, the Mea Gehen. And Tfilin from Bayi Sheni about 200 years before Chum Bayi, about 21 years ago, complies with the prescription of Shemush Rabbi, not only this. Because Aloche as Neit B'matlis, Be'er, Be'emot Heroi, is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Not even the Gemara, Shemush Rabbi. Anyway, this was in Migdosh. Ah, Peter Sak Kisya. What's Aloche Mesh B'Sidon? The Kirchom. Matlis, the Kirchom Be'er. Ah, Gluskma usually the Gemara is for carrying a meal. But in a kirchom and matlis, the expression is matlis. What I want to say, this was Lulav. What did they do with the Arove? We know just one thing, they used to decorate the Mizbeach as the Arove. Whole Mizbeach was surrounded by Arove. All right, fine, decorate, yes. What else? If we'll say that Arove, the mitzvah Arove, has consisted exclusively of what? Of decorating the Mizbeach, so then what kind of a Zechel and Mikdash can we do? We can accomplish very little. Now let's take a look. Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara asks a question. It's quite, the more I ask a question, why shouldn't a Rove overwrite Shabbos even following the Churban Beis HaMikdash? I mean, during the time at which they used to designate a month al pi Oriyeh, because now it's an impossibility. Shana Rabbi can never fall on Shabbos. Basically, this is one of the basic principles on which our calendar is in rest, neither Yom Kippur on Friday or Sunday, nor Shana Rabbi on Shabbos. We don't care about the first day of Sukkot. We lose the Mitzvah Lulav, correct? We don't care about the first day of Rosh Hashanah if it comes out on Shabbos. We lose Shefer, but neither Shana Rabbi nor Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur cannot coincide with Friday or Sunday. Then we understand very well. This was a question of Yarek and Mitzvah. In hot countries, I mean, in the tropical countries, in the case of death, it was a terrible problem. And that's all. Yeah. And Shana Rabbi should not coincide with Shabbos. Not to lose the Mitzvah Arove. It's interesting that Chazal have appreciated the Mitzvah Arove and the Shana Rabbi, which will be implemented tomorrow, more than Shefor and Rosh Hashanah and Lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Thesis has the question. Thesis gives a very weak answer. And we don't know exactly. This is quotes as Rav Simon Maskid, Lulandem Chashvin, Rav Stasis Leikla. This is Rav Simon used to give orders, instructions to those who used to calculate. I mean, the month, I mean, the dates. And they used to designate the dates. Hovu Daitchem, pay attention. The Leoset Kate Bishabate. Rosh Hashanah should not come out, should not fall on the first day of Shabbos because we lose Kiyah Shefer. We do not say Arves Ebi Shabbat. If Rosh Hashanah cannot fall on Shabbos, so Sukkot cannot fall on Shabbos. The same day. Yeah. We do not say Arves Ebi Shabbat. Nor should the Shana Rabbi coincide with Shabbos because you lose the Shana. Vitchi Kitum. If it's hard, I mean, to postpone the designation of the month, you have no choice. Avdunt Kaite, so give in on the issue of Shefer and announce Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, then they tabdun Arvese, but Shana Rabbi under no circumstances. Why did Shana Rabbi gain so much prominence? We don't know. It's very hard to understand. What is the fact? It's a fact which is it's a religious reality because our calendar is based on that. Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Shabbos quite frequent. I mean, Shana Rabbi and Shabbos never happened. But this was after the calendar was introduced. Before the calendar was introduced, if a Shana Rabbi happened sometimes to coincide with Shabbos, they did not take the Rabbi. They used to take the Rabbi in Migdash. And the Gemara asked, why didn't they take the Rabbi on Shabbos? Since it is Eichel HaMigdash, since the Rabbi we practice tomorrow is Eichel HaMigdash. Anyway, this is not important. Omer Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, you are working with a premise which you have not proven yet. Your premise is that the Arove is Shana Rabbe. What do you call Chibud Arove? You call it Chibud Arove, correct? The Arove is Shana Rabbe, which we'll handle tomorrow morning, is Zeichel HaMikdash. Is a commemoration of the practice in which they engaged in Beis HaMikdash. The Man Leim Lelon, who can tell us the Arove in Migdosh is besides Skife al Gabe HaMizbeach, besides Skife al Gabe HaMizbeach, required also Nitile. They have Skife al Gabe HaMizbeach, find his second way. But this was not the entire performance. This was just half of the performance. The other half consisted in taking the Arove, shaking it, Nitile. So if Migdosh had two aspects to Arove, what do you mean? One aspect was what? The second aspect. So they say they perpetuated one aspect. They couldn't perpetuate Skife because we have, unfortunately, no Mizbeach. But they perpetuated Nitile. So this Nitile should be perpetuated, and they have converted it into a perennial practice on Shana Rabbe. Fine. But if in Migdosh we did not practice Nitile, they only practiced what? Skife. So it means that our minhag of Arove has nothing to do with Migdash. It's a separate minhag. Therefore, you cannot compare with Migdash. The question was whether our Arove tomorrow morning is a continuation of the practice in Migdash of Arove, or it's a separate ordinance of by the Nevi'im to take an Arove Shana Rabbe morning. But they had nothing in common with me, because Migdosh Daki Mitzvah Arove did not consist in what? In Itile, but and tomorrow Arove, I want you to understand, tomorrow Arove, the Mitzvah, it's not banging. It's a mistake in banging. Banging, as far as Arove is concerned, is like the Nuim in Lulev. It is classified under another rubric. Under what rubric? Nitile Arove. For instance, one mandoma thing that you say should say a bracha tomorrow, one mandoma, we don't pass. And what kind of a bracha is? Baruch atu ad Hashem, lakene malach olam, shon tzitzit zon, al tzitzit zon, not al chibut arove, but al nitile sarove, it's nitile sarove. Is if in Migdosh they practice nitile, then how nitile tomorrow is a continuation of that. Yes, but if they didn't say it, nothing to do with Migdosh. Malay melon da arove bintilo, Dilma biskife. Rashi, take a look, Rashi. Leho yonetli meisa beyad. They never handled the Arove. Elo zeik fineisa betzida mizbeach lechut. Kis namas in vashte leke mizbeach echeniskevo. There is no mizbeach, there is no skife. And the mitzvah Arove has nothing in common with Arove shebe Migdosh. Eis ve'abai, the Abai asked a question. Lula v'arov v'shisho v'shivo. If the Mishnah speaks lula v'arov v'shisho v'shivo, apparently they're identical. Ma lula bintile v'arov bintile? Because the combination of lula v'arov somehow suggests to us similarity, or rather more than similarity, but identity. The same function. Apparently it is no. Me the yoyi, okidisim. Eis v'abai, Abai asked. V'chol yim atkifim v'sam ezbeach tamachas, v'ese ayim sheva pomim. So there was every day on Shavuot, on Sukkot. They used to do two things. First of all, what? Decorate the mizbeach, and then walk around the mizbeach. Walk around the mizbeach, what? What did they hold? No. The Arove, the Gemara wants to say the Arove, this is the problem. What did they hold? The Arove or the Lulev. So apparently Abaye took for granted, because in the Mishneh, The moon have not mentioned mitzvahs arove keifer. Mitzvahs arove, so they held arove. No, if a kofe, if the mizbeim migdash, a kofe used to take place, used to circle around the mizbeach 7 times, yeah, so then the 7 circles are what an extension of what? Of nitile. Nitile. If a kofe is a part of mitzvahs arove, apparently the basic definition of mitzvahs arove consists of what? Of nitile. Again, in lulav, as a matter of in love, we have ninuim as an extension of the tile. A rove is the extension of the tile. A kofe, we mean just pick up the rove and put it down. So in order to extend the time of the tile, then don't use a kofe. My love, by rove, left the law. The law. How do you know? Perhaps they used to walk around in Mizbeah. We. Vodachoma, Rav Nachman, Omar, Rabbe, Baravue, Barove. They used to circle or make the 7 circuits around the Mizbeach Barove. And apparently, if the 7 circuits consisted of what? Of Arove, then the conclusion is clear. What is the conclusion? It meets with the Tila. The Tila. Oh, my Lord. Who am I, Barove? I mean, I disagree with him. What can I do? It's there. It's a machlek, it's a moroi. Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Lulev, they used to walk around the Migdash Belulev. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Noson, Omar Rabbi Chanine Barov. V'chein Omar Rabbi Nachman, Omar Rabbi Baravue Barov. Omar Le Rove Le Rav Yitzchok Breid Rabbi Barbachone, Rove said to the son of Rabbi Barbachone, apparently he died while the son was very young. So he didn't, the son could not receive too much instruction from him. And Rove was Rabbi Brachone's colleague, actually, Rabbi. Yeah. Dr. Baruye, the son of the scholar, told him, I'll tell you how your father, what your father, I mean, used to not to do, but how I used to interpret. Rodis Nan, Rabbi Brachone, your father, used to say, כל היי מקיפים את המזבח פמחס, ואיסי היי מקיפים את המזבח 7 פעמים, אוך אומר אבוך בשמי דרבי לוזור, בלוי. So it means, is according to Rashi, whether a rove במקדש, the mitzvah consisted of נטילה, or of skife exclusively, depends upon the interpretation the makifin is a mizbeach. If they walked around the mizbeach with a rove, it means the rove had a double aspect. Skife plus what else? Nitile. If they did walk around with the lulav shevapavim, so the rove had only exhausted itself, the mitzvah rove exhausted itself in what? In skife. Eitz made the Moses. Lulav deiches ha-shabbos bitchilose. Lulev of a right Shabbos when the first day coincides with it. A rove of a right Shabbos if the seventh day, the sixth. And the Gemara tells us a story. Pamachas chol shvi shal arove shal arabe came out the Shabbos. The view muvoy shal arove and they prepared erev Shabbos, I mean the twigs, the tall twigs. Merev Shabbos vi nichum ba'azore. The Baitusim, the dissidents, the Zdukim, the Baitusim, you know, the Minim, they did not acknowledge Nisuch HaMayim and Sukkot and Arove. Because Nisuch HaMayim and Arove both belong into the framework of Tero Shebal Peh, Halacha Mish Mesina. So they denied the importance of both mitzvahs. And they used to have, I mean, whoever read Josephus came across many incidents, actually, when it was bloodshed. Because it happened that it's Zduk, the Kena, what used to be a Zduki, Maise v'nisach pamachas ha'on, the Gemara says. A Kena, when he came up to Nisach ha'mayim, instead of pouring the water over the Mizbeach, in the Shittin, so he poured it on his feet. So the Rogmu Columbus regim, so they stoned him with his regim. This Arove. Arove and Minister Hamayim. So, Shein We kill them by Tussim. So the Tzdukim by Tussim noticed that the Aroves had been prepared for tomorrow. We told them, so they took the Aroves, they kofshim tachas avonim. They put stones upon the Aroves. Because they knew that the Prushim are very careful about mukte. Stones are mukte. And no, since they hid the Aroves under stones, so they'll never be able to get to the Aroves, because they'll have to remove the stone before they'll get to the Aroves. And stones are mukte. Shame by Tussim made him. Yeah. They can resolve the Aroves. The Mocha, what happened? He killed them all. Came plain Jews from Galilee. I mean, after all, there were many pilgrims. Plain Jews who didn't know too much about mukte. Mukte, but they were very devoted to the Prushim, to the Chachmei Chazal. They were devoted to the Chazal. But we shum to mitachas avonim, we pull them out from all of the stories. V'vim ha-kiyanim, u'zokfum b'tzidei ha-mizbeach. U'vayt, so the... Only skif enim, the Mishnah. But then the Mishnah says, u'vayt did by Tussim to it. If he shame by Tussim made him, shechibut ha-rov edeichat ha-shabes. It's not, this expression is not too precise. It doesn't mean Shein Chibud Arova in Medeir HaShabbos. Shein by Tussim made him Bechibud Arova in general. Certainly not on Shabbos. But not only they said there is no Arova on Shabbos. They denied Arova at all. I mean, they denied Arova, the whole institution of Arova was eliminated by them. Yes. But the Gemara, but the Braise uses the expression Chibud Arova. Chibud Arova. If a rove consisted, if a rove did consist only in skife, the Braise wouldn't have used the term chibut. Chibut means either bending or shaking, violent shaking. Violent shaking or banging, forceful banging, this is chibut. Chibut means to bang, to hit, to bang. And strike. Shechibut a rove deches a Shabbos. The term chibut is indicative that skife was not the only, I mean, performance, but and that in addition to chibut, there was chibut. Well, chibut means the tefillah. Chibut, miklal de biyad neitli meiso, rashe, take a look, rashe, one rashe from the bottom. Umidiktone chibud arove miklal de biyad neikli meisom. They used to take the arove with the hand. Uminanim. Interesting is that Rashi chibud arove chovit is not banging. Rashi chovit means ninuim, shaking. The way you shake the lulav. According to Rashi and Rabbi, you don't bang the arove. You shake the arove in all directions. The way you make the ninuim with the arove, as you do with the lulav. The whole business of banging is Rashi does not recognize. The one who is responsible for banging is the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Umakibo chivibo ala karke ala kele." He bangs it against the floor or against anything else, a piece of furniture. Yeah. But anyway, this means nothing. So the Gemara says, "Tiyufte." All those who say that Arove is biskife, correct. All the biskife, non-itile, and the kofes ha-mizbeach used to be what? With what? With lulav, is the yufte. Are rejected. Because the Braise says chibut arove. So it means arove has a dual aspect. Skifo and itile, and the kofes ha-mizbeach used to be performed while holding the arove, not while holding the lulav. Could be peace in this world if the Rambam hadn't interfered. Could be very peaceful. That's all right. The Rambam, let's take a look at the Rambam. Up in the Rambam. Perek Zayim Luches Lulev Aloch Echof. Perek Zayim Luches Lulev Aloch Echof. הלוכה למישי מסיני שמביאים במקדוש הרובה האחרס חוץ מהרובה שבלילוף. You bring an additional הרובה in מקדוש הלוכה מסיני ו... fine. Keita Chofalef, Keita Doisa Mitzvoso, Vino Dom Yitzi de Chavose Barov Shmulev. We cannot use the Rav Shmulev for this mitzvah. It's necessary to bring an additional Rav. Keita Doisa Mitzvoso, Bocholim Vayim Shiva Sayomim, every day of the Sukkot week, or in Mivim of Winish Rav, they used to bring twigs of Rav. The Zeik Fenesim Ratsidam Zeir, put them up around the Mizbeach, the Roshayim, their tops, Kufim, were bent. Over the Mizbeach. Obey, just a moment, a little patience with the prayer. How you doing it? Obey, Shoyim Mivim Eiso, the Seder Eiso, when they used to bring the Rav and decorate the Mizbeach, taking the Marim and taking, used to blow a tkir through a tkir. What does it show? That while they used to decorate the Mizbeach, the Kehanim blew tkiyot through tkiyot. What does it demonstrate? Religious? Of course it's religious, no doubt about it. The Old Mishnah was religious, but what does it demonstrate? No, it's a little too much. This is a little too much, really. What does it indicate? Did the Kehanim blow tkiyot through tkiyot when a Jew put on tefillin in the Mishnah Mikdash? Oh no, certainly not. No, this is the wish. I can't hear, five voices, three columns, certainly not five answers at the same time. What do you have to suggest? What do you say? How would the limit of what I've made? It means the Arove is a kiyum in Mikdash. Kiyum in Mizbeach. Mitzvosei shal Mizbeach, if I'll say it in Hebrew in a proper definition, Mitzvosei shal Mizbeach liyis miutor be'arove. It is the Mizbeach should be decorated on Sukkot in the Arove. It's a kiyum Mikdosh. When did they blow shave Amir Chatzetzreis? Of course, ala kobonis is chayai, but they blew Chatzetzreis. They blew the trumpet when they opened up the shorim. It's a kiyum. Every morning, the kiyum in Migdosh, that the Pischei Shal Heichu should be opened. The gate to the Azorah should be. And Bishas Nila Shorim, when they close the shorim. Whatever is a kiyum in Migdosh, the kiyum is related to Gufei Shal Migdosh, requires what? Requires Chatzetzreis. It means it's a kiyum is there. And plain is, Biptiroson, when they took away, after they used to remove the decoration, they used to say, Yefilachom Mizbeach, Yefilachom. The music. Mizbeach is beautiful. Beautiful Mizbeach. It means it's a Kiyum Mizbeach. It's not a Kiyum Gavre, I want you to understand this. If Kifes HaMizbeach would be a Kiyum Gavre like Tefillin, so each one had to come over to the Mizbeach and put up the Arove. No. The Kehanim used to do it. Used to do it on behalf of everybody. The halacha is that the Mizbeach had to be miutor be Aroves. The Mizbeach had to be decorated with Aroves. So it's a mitzvah to have the Mizbeach in Mikdosh. For instance, Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen also has. It's a separate Aveda per se. Trumas Adeshen is also a halacha that the Mizbeach must be cleaned every morning. There are many avedas in Mikdosh which are what we call it machshire aveda. The Ramban calls it machshire aveda. It means if the kiyum is related to the klishores, not to the gavre. The mizbeach, it's a kiyum mizbeach. The mizbeach must be on sukkahs, decorated with aroves, surrounded by aroves. Come. Oh, you're asking something. Kiyum is an accomplishment, but. Fulfillment, but it's more than that. It's more than that what Kiyum is. It means, actually, it's not, there are certain mitzvahs which it is, fulfillment is not that, or it's called fulfillment, which actually all you do is the individual discharges his duty, requirement, his duty, fulfills his obligation. Fulfills obligation. This akim gavre, what do you say? For instance, I'll give you an example. For instance, the fact that a Bisakneses must have an arena kiddush, the ark, it's not akim gavre, it's akim Bisakneses.
the mitzvah is to have a Pesach Knesses, and Pesach Knesses without an ark is incomplete, is not perfect. It's not a Pesach Knesses. Something is lacking. Something, even it's a place for prayer, for worship, but Pesach Knesses must be provided in the ark. That's what the Rambam says. It's a mitzvah to have the Mikdosh, Al Mechene, correct? And the Mikdosh must have a Mizbeach. Is on Sukkot, if the Mizbeach is not decorated, so that the Mizbeach is not perfect. The Kiyum Mizbeach is not perfect. Anyway, let's continue. This is a local Mishim Sinai. What can I do? This is a local Mishim Sinai. What can I do? This is a local Mishim Sinai that I keep. What? Of course, of course. It's not important that every Yochid bring an Arove and put up the Arove near the. This is a local Mishim Sinai. What can I do? This is a local Mishim Sinai that I keep. What? Of course, it's not important that every Yochid bring an Arove and put up the Arove near the Mizbeach and decorate there. The Arove that the Mizbeach be neuter, be decorated, be wreathed in Arove. There is a separate aloha. Separate aloha. We have many like that. Many alohas like that. Many alohas like that. Many alohas like that. It's aloha in Mizbeach. This is kishen. That's why I talk over. And what do you say? Correct. Netile is akim gamra. So it's not just a duplication. No mitzvah has it can be duplicated. There are two aspects. There are dual aspects. First of all, the Mikdosh requires Aroves. Then I say Mizbeach. Mizbeach means the Mikdosh. The Mikdosh requires Aroves. And then the Gavre is supposed, to pick up an Arove and to hold Arove, to take Arove. I don't care about that. The Mikdosh must be that it's a key Mikdosh. We couldn't say it. If we didn't come across the aloha of Tokub Rivetok. Because if it's only Akim Gavre, what has it got to do with this Chatzai Tzai? All right, let's continue. Choli is in Shabbos, li is betech hachag, en zekhtin arova. You don't bring the arova. Elohim kein, chol yim shvi li is b'Shabbos, unless Hishan Rabbe coincides with Shabbos, Zeikfinis of Shabbos, Kidlei Farsmo, Shihim Mitzvah. It means, in order to demonstrate that on the seventh day, a Rove is more significant as a Mitzvah than on an ordinary Sukkot day. That's what it is. Keitz Adoye Isim? Fine. Mizin Eso Merev Shabbos Namikdosh. Umanichin Eso Begigi Yesholzov, they put in water. Kedesh Leich Meshoalim, it should not curl up, it should not wither. Now the Ram comes to Ulemocho, next morning, Zeikfine Yisrael Gabe Mizbeach, Uboim Oom, and the people come, Veleikhim Umeno, they remove the Aroves after the Mizbeach had been decorated for some time, I don't know for how long. So the people used to come over to the Mizbeach, each individual used to remove a tweed, and they fulfill the mitzvahs netile kederach sheisim bechol yim, the way they do it. So the Ram also passes that there are two kiyumim tarov. One kiyum skife, this a kiyum mizbeach, not a kiyum gabre. And then there is what is there? Netile. So now, in view of that, so bechol yim akifin es mizbeach sheva pamim pamachas vayim sheva pamim, holding what? Yeah, this would be the Ram would listen to us. He'd listen to us. Allah Chav Gimel. Bechol Yin Vayei Moim Akifin Es Amizbeya Benul Aveyem Vigei. And still the Akof is Benul. Pam Achas Vein On Ad Hashem Ishi No On Ad Hashem Atzlichano. How did the Rambam? No.
The Rambam, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "V'cholim akifes mazbeach pamechos, ve'im rimon al Hashem ishir al Hashem atlichana." V'ayim akifes mazbeach shavu pamim. So the Rambam began to analyze the Mishnah. If we should say that the Akote was performed while holding, while the people held the Arove, is one of the Shem Eshir Hashem Atzlichono doesn't belong to Arove? It's a part of Allah? So apparently the Akote took place not with Arove. All right, very nice, but what can the Ram do with this Sugye? I'm not interested now how to interpret the Sugye according to the Rambam. But the Rambam shit is, even though Arove is Benitile, but the Nitzile did not consist of Kofes. Apparently, Nitzile consisted probably of Nimuim or Chvite. Because we know. Take a look at Rambam now. The Arova Zu, the Rambam says, for days. And this mitzvah Arova. Heil veino beferosh beteiro. Since it hasn't been mentioned explicitly in the Teiro. Einetli neiso kol shiva simei achag zeichel amigdosh. We don't practice it. Every day, the way you practice in Tilas Milov, Elo Bayim Ashvi, Bilvad, Ushulitle, so Bizman Azeh. Correct? Now, so the Rambam Paskin, what's the Akont Ram's opinion? Is the Arove tomorrow morning is a continuation of what? Of the Arove Shem Midrash. Now you can understand, we can simply realize now, or guess rather, what they did do with the Arove Shem Midrash, what they used to do with the Arove Shem Midrash. Because apparently, if our Nitilas Arove tomorrow morning is a replica of the Midrash, apparently it's identical. The performances are identical. What do you do with the Arove tomorrow? What are supposed? Nitilas banging against. Apparently, they used to do it in the Midrash. The Ram says, what does he do it nowadays? It takes 1 week, a badem harvey or many twigs. It doesn't count the rovesh b'lulev. The chavit bo, it strikes. Pamayim, twice, in sholish, three times. Belay brocho, shedovazem minat gevim. So apparently, Mishra and the Ram, they used to do the same. First of all, they used to decorate the mizbeach. Mizbeach used to be decorated for some time. Then, apparently, announced the Tilas Arove. Tilas Arove, the people used to come over to the Mizbeach, each one removing one twig. Then, Shabbos, it's a Shana Rabbi Shabbos. They used to do it in Mizbeach every day. If Shabbos, they used to also bend. You mean the leaves were. Is that Deches HaShabbos? Is that Deches HaShabbos? Deches HaShabbos. Basically, it revolves around Shvusim. There is no Melochet HaRais involved in the whole thing. It's all Shvusim. If the Rambam Shiti is Netilas Arove is not a Kofe, please listen. According to Rashi, Metlal de Biyad Neitli Meso, Menan in Makifim Bo. Rashi says, if Mitzvah Sarove is been Tila, it's the Gemara like that. Is a Kofi the expression of the Tila? The extension of the Tila is a Kofi Samizbeya. According to the Rambam, if Arove is been Tila, it's Chibut. Chibut the extension. Because the Braise speaks about Chibut Arove in Migdosh, shame by Tusi Medesh, Chibut Arove de Echad HaShabbos. Apparently they practiced Chibut Arove in Migdosh. Yeah. The Hekef Mizbeach is done with what? With the what? Even on the Shana Rabbe and every day. The Arove, they never circled the Mizbeach with Arove, they never walked around the Mizbeach with Arove, only with the what. I'll tell you why the Rambam is so persistent in that. The Rambam apparently is of the opinion that there is a dual, in Arove we know there is a dual aspect to it. Humans. One, what is one? Number one, Mizbeach should be decorated, wreathed, and adorned with Aroves. Correct? Right. This is Mitzvose Shal Mizbeach Liyis Me'utor Besukes Ba'Aroves. This has nothing to do with the individual. Even if one brought Aroves and they surrounded the Mizbeach, with the Arovis, and the Mizbeach is decorated, covered with Arovis. You know, that's Sakim Migdosh, and basically Sakim Tzibo, Sakim Tzibo. Because Beis HaMikdosh, Mizbeach, Kobonis, it's Sakim Tzibo. It's not individual duty, basically, but it's the Tzibo, the community as such. All right. Then there was a Mitzvah Netilah. Mitzvah Netilah is Sakim Gavra, like Tzibo, like Tzitzes, like Lula, Sakim Gavra. Each individual who was in the Azor, so he was obligated to hold the Arove. He used to come over to the Mizbeach, remove the Arove, and bang in the Azor. So Arove, there are two aspects to Arove. Netile and Skife, means Kiyum Mizbeach and Kiyum Gavre. The Rambam thinks that Lulev is also Arove, should be interpreted in the same fashion. There are two aspects to Lulev as well. The Lulev here, Bigvul Bayim Arishon, is only one kiyum, Mitzvah Netilah. What else can there be? In Mikdosh, the Lulev has, again, can be divided in Mitzvahs into two branches, into two concepts, into two, so to say, ideas. One is that Gavri in Mikdosh is supposed to hold a Lulev 7 days instead of 1 day. Big Lulim. The second, the Mizbeach should be decorated as a Lulev as well. Mi'utam Lulev, but not Skifim, but Akofi. What's Akofi? One Akofi or seven Akofi? Three Akofi. By means of Akofi. By three Akofi, of course. Yes, three Akofi, yeah. Muta bin Lulavim, but Aroves, the Itor Aroves, they have employed the medium of Skife, for Lulav another medium was employed, the medium of Akof. Why there is a reason there too, but I'm not interested in the reason now, in the rationale for why Aroves, the decoration, utilized the medium of Skife, and Lulav that of Akof, but it's also Akio. Because if you take the Akofe and you turn it over to the Arove, like Rashi, so the Arove has two kiyum mizbeach and one kiyum gavre. And the Lulev has only one kiyum gavre. Correct? According to Rashi, the mitzvah Arove expresses itself through two kiyum mizbeach, one kiyum mizbeach what? Skife, second kiyum mizbeach, Akofe, why walking around the mizbeach? In Itilah I can walk around. If Chazal wanted me to make a few circuits, I mean, so I can walk around, I mean. What does it mean? If the aloha is that makifin is a mizbeach, apparently the lulav is related to the mizbeach. Yeah. Is if you do with the arove, first of all, you decorate the mizbeach with arove. Next, you pick up the Arove and you walk around the Mizbeach. It's the second key in Mizbeach. So according to Rashi, you have, as far as Arove is concerned, you have three aspects. One aspect, Netilas Arove. Second aspect, Kiyum Mizbeach al dei Skife. Third aspect, Kiyum Mizbeach al dei what? Al dei Akofe. Lulef only is Migdosh and Gvul are identical. Just a Kiyum Gavre. There is nothing else. What else is there? The Rambam apparently understood differently. He says, since Lulav on the remainder of service, not the Yimarish, but on the 6 days following Yimarish, is a specific Mikdosh Mitzvah, Lifnei Adeshem Rekechem, Mikdosh Mitzvah, it is a Kiyum Mizbeach also. So there are two chavis, two obligations as far as Lulev is concerned. First of all, to hold the Lulev Kol Shivo, a mitzvah Netile. Second, a kofet is a key mizbeach. This has nothing to do with individual. As a matter of fact, Rashi says also the kinim used to do it. Vakinim a kifreisa. Yeah? Because this already the mizbeach. I wouldn't say wouldn't need. The question is smachtem is makichem shvas yomim. If there is smachtem identical with ulkachtem, if there is smachtem is just an extension of the ulkachtem, His lulav exhausts itself only chiyuv gavre. Holy. However, perhaps since smachtem, perhaps smachtem is not an extension of gachtem. There is an additional dimension to smachtem which we can't find in smachtem. Gachtem. Gachtem is just individual duty, and smachtem branches out into two aspects. One is chives gavre, the secondly, akiyum is there. This is the shitzal. Now, narzel yoneinu. It is important for us as well. We, the fact that every day of Sukkot, we walk around, for instance, I mean, the Bime Plaza Sefer Torah, this institution, we practice our kofes. We make one circuit every day, seven circuits we'll make in Yot Hashem tomorrow morning. Yeah. This is Zeichel HaMikdash. In my opinion, the Ram says, Aminog HaPoshut. The Ram says, וקלונה גו בכל ימים ויים הלא חופגימו וימקיף את המזבח בלולוויהם בידיהם פעם אחס ואים רמון השם ישירנו וביים השביעים מקיף את המזבח שבע פעמים וקלונה גו כל ישראל ישראל בכל עם כמיס everywhere Ram doesn't make an exception וניח טבע באמצע to put up the Oron HaKiddush הכל Ram they used to bring the Oron HaKiddush Oron HaKiddush was much lighter and wasn't so heavy they used to it was moving it was not stationary Yeah, it was portable, movable, not stationary. So they used to bring it in the middle of the shul. L'niach teva b'emtze b'sakneses, u'makifin eisa b'chol yeim, k'derech shohoy u'makifin eisa mizbeach zeich ala migash. So the teva becomes the mizbeach. The teva means the sefater. This is mentioned, the moker, the oldest moker which I could find, is the Medrash Tilim. Erchatzo b'nikoyin kapay, v'asevo es mizbechacho, I'll wash your hand, my hands, and I'll circle around your mizbeach. You say this refers to Sukkot. In Mikdosh, b'zman hazeh chazam beis hakneses meipul sefatere, veimit b'emtza beis hakneses, v'cholom makif esibolote. Medrash Tev Tver HaHartzog, exactly to fix the date. The origin of Medrash Tev, what I am pretty sure, I'm convinced that this was an institution which was known to Chazal, was practiced by Meir Gemore, even though the Gemore makes no mention of it. Not every institution, I mean, the Gemore is supposed to mention. I told you about that. So we have a kofes, kind of Zeichel HaMikdash. So what did they introduce? I mean, actually, of course, it's much later. This was introduced much later than the Arove. The Arove, the Chazal, Nevi'im introduced, is only Nitile, correct? Because the Mikdash was one aspect of Rav and Nitzila, so they introduced Nitzila Sarove tomorrow by the Chvit. Yeah. Then apparently, later apparently, I don't know what century, very hard to say, even the Skifa, the Mizbeach, they also introduced Zeichel HaMikdash. The Kiyum Mizbeach was introduced in our shul, in our synagogue. Of course, this otherwise. So now, like, according to Rashi, the whole institution of a kofes and not on the Shana Rabbi, but on the ordinary days of Sukkot makes no sense according to Rashi. Why? Because there was no kofes b'lulav. First of all, we are makifim b'lulav, so we have accepted the Rabbi's view. Because according to Rashi, there was no kofes on Mizbeach b'lulav. So you should be makif esa mizbeach ba'arove. Yidom l'chaber says so. That every day of Sukkot, whoever has no lulav, should walk around the mizbeach, around the teve ba'arove. But there is something else I want you to understand. Zeichel HaMikdash, as far as arove is concerned, is limited to the seventh day. So to walk around the mizbeach, the teve, this is Zeichel HaMikdash. With an arove, and every day of Sukkot is completely out of context. Why is it out of context? Because Zeichel HaMikdash, as far as arove is concerned, is confined to the Yom HaShvi'i, to the seventh day to Shana Rabbe. But according to the Rambam, it's okay. According to the Rambam, it's hakofe related not to arove, but it's an integral part of Lulav HaMikdash. And since they've introduced Zeichel HaMikdash for Lulav, for every day. So not only the Netilah was introduced, but the Kiyum Mizbeach also. The substitute for Mizbeach is the Tevod or the Sefer Torah. So actually it makes no sense to walk around the Mizbeach this day of But tomorrow the situation changes completely. Tomorrow there is Zecher LeMikdash, not only for Lulev but for Arov as well. Correct? You said Rabbi, you have the Zecher LeMikdash. Lulev is tomorrow the last of the 7 days. Arov is tomorrow the exclusive day on which we commemorate Zecher LeMikdash. Correct? So tomorrow is like that. It's according to the Rambam that Kofa should be done tomorrow with what? With the Lulev. Yeah. According to Rashi, tomorrow is the Arov and not Lulev. This is the Arov. Yeah. It's tomorrow. Because according to Rashi, tomorrow is the Yom Arov. Is tomorrow important to have during the Kofa both the Lulev and the Esrik and the Arov? Because according to Rashi, the Akofes HaMizbeach is related to Arov and not to Lulev. You understand me? And but it's related to Arov and not to Lulev. But every day you cannot use the Arov, because every day you don't have to practice. This mitzvah. During the whole week of Chagas, with the exception of the 7 day, during the 6 days of Sukkot, because this mitzvah is the Zecher LeMikdash is limited to what? To 7 day. But the Shaina Rabbe, so we have a Rove and Lulev, we have two Kiyumim. We have one Kiyum what? Netilas Lulev, Netilas Arove, Netilas Lulev is in Luim during Hallel. During Hallel, correct? And the Tilas Arove is the banging, whatever you do, And then you have the Kiyum Mizbeach. Here it's not a Kiyum Mizbeach, it's a Kiyum Sefer Torah. Not Kiyum Mizbeach, the substitute is the Sefer Torah. It's a Kiyum Sefer Torah. It's not the table. The table means nothing. The Sefer Torah. It's a Kiyum in the Sefer Torah. So, the Kiyum, according to Rashi, the Lulev does not require any Kiyum in the Sefer Torah, because the Lulev is only a Cheves Gavre. It's enough to renew him for Hallel. According to the Rambam, the Lulev every day had two Kiyumim. A Kiyum Gavre, this is the Tile, the plain Tile. And a Kiyum Mizbeach means a Kiyum Sefer Torah. A Kiyum Sefer Torah, that's where we walk around. Tomorrow the same. It's only instead of one circuit, we'll have tomorrow 7. But according to Rashi, the whole situation changes. The Arov, you have the Arov, because the Arov is both Netile. This is basically the Ramos. Ramos says actually that on the Shana Rabbe you pick up the Arov as well. The trouble is only with the Ari HaKodesh. The Ari HaKodesh said I'll pick up Bole, you should not mingle the Arov as well. And that's why you have an also dream that you don't take the Arove until you put away the Lulev. You'll find it normal there that you hold the Lulev in the Esrei during the most of the shyness until Tanemunim Menichem Esa Lulev and Netel Esa Arove. This is the Ari HaKodesh. Yes, correct. I'll pick a Bola. Oh, there is a reason, a good reason for it. There's a good reason I'll pick a Bola for it. But basically, halachically, is the Arove belongs tomorrow into the Akofes and Mizbeach. Because according to Rashi, there was the Arove, Arove utilized the Akofes as a medium of what of Kiyum Mizbeach. So we utilized it. No, nothing like that. If not Zekrim, they throw it away, no, they didn't want to throw it out. And they keep it for Bir Chomet. They used to keep it for Bir Chomet. For Bir Chomet. Yeah. But the other reason they never have the Mitzvah Chine. Yeah. All right. Now I'll give you an example. For instance, how Halachos in Mikdash are reflected nowadays. In Shulchan Aruch there is a Halacha that a novel does not participate in the Kofes. Oh? As if you're a Zachid.
Rovu b'yudbeis chedesh alo v'alimei, or achbon v'slam v'shleishim for other relatives, does not participate in the court. Nothing. Why? Because it's a kiyum izbeach. And a novel, it's a kiyum izbeach, machshir avede, when a novel is in a mishaliach kobonet and has no access to the mishaliach. That's why. All achreim don't understand. Why shouldn't a novel? A novel is chayev in mitzvahs. A novel is chayev in mitzvahs. A novel is chayev in mitzvahs. No, if a novel is chayev in mitzvahs, why shouldn't he partition a kofe? Yeah, because it's a mitzvah mizbeach. In a mikdosh, I mean, you could do it. Briskva Dagoyen says, this is the mitzvah of Rove tomorrow. So we will have two mitzvahs tomorrow. Mitzvah Lulev and mitzvah of Rove. But both Lulev and Rove will lend themselves to two aspects. Lulev lends himself according to the Rambam, to one aspect, the Tilech Eves Gavre, the second aspect, the Akofe, the seven circuits, which is Akim and Sefer Torah, like in Mikdosh, the way it was in Mikdosh, Akim in Mizbeach. And this second Rashi, also the Arove, lands itself. Now, Chovit, Velei Bor, Chovit, I told you, Rashi interprets to shake, or to make Ninuim, the Ram interprets to bang. Will you do both? There are two kilmevasas, you know?
Yeah.
So the first kilmevasa, you menanea the rove in all sides, and the second kilmevasa, you bring the rove. This is Shana. Why the Ari has almost enjoined us from holding together, from intermingling the rove with the lulev, is a simple reason. As I told you, I believe I mentioned it here. The lulev, the four minim, Shebe lulev, symbolize the complete Shem Shel Daled Eses, Yud Kei Vav Kei. You say it in Yerotzim. Whoever says a Yerotzim is found in the Lord, it's a beautiful Yerotzim. Shavit Eres, Tekarif Eisei Shimcho, Echod El Echod, Vohoyu Lachodim Beyodim. Vohoyu Lachodim Beyodim. All right. This is Shem Avaya. Shem Avaya is Rachmim, Avaya, Avaya, Kel Rachum, Rechanun. The Arov is Din. It's on the left side. That's why you cannot intermingle. According to Ariya Kodesh. If this is according to Ariya Kodesh. But Alpi Aloche, I mean, my father, my grandfather used to hold a roll of his lulav during all seven and eight. All right, this is about the Shana Rabbe. Of course, the Shana Rabbe, it's a very strange holiday. The whole holiday is very strange because we have very few sources on which we could draw. From which you could get information as to the character and the nature of the holiday. From the Mishnah you see already, from the Mishnah, that in Mikdash it was the most outstanding day of service. And particularly with regard to the Arov. It was unique. Choyim, seven circuits instead of one circuit. This is characteristic. Why? We don't know. Of course, the Zayar speaks a lot about it. Basically, the one who elaborated the character of Shana Rabbe is the Zohar. And the Zohar, particularly, in two places. So, one place in the Meir, the second place, I believe, in Pinchos. You read it in the Sidurim, Rabbi Yanki Fem Sidur, and the Rechaim Sidur. You'll find them in the fragments from Zohar. Yoshev Yitzchak Vayach Peres Beres Amayim, famous person. Yeah, the Zohar. But however, we know also the Ramban. The Ramban calls the Sefer Bamidbor. In Sefer Bamidbor, you're in the Parsha of Meragl. So Tzilo Me'aleim, this person. He calls the night of Shana Rabbe Leila Chesem, the night of sealing. S-E-A-L-I-N-G. Of the seal. Leila Chesem. is exactly what Isaiah says. The implementation of the Gemar Dina Yom Kippur, that Dina Yom Kippur is sealed. It's not unsealed, it means already it is. There's no change can be made. Shana Rabbah night is the last opportunity which is offered to a person to influence his destiny. This is Shana Rabbah. It's a Kabbalah apparently who goes back, we can trace probably to antiquity and to the Beis Hamikdash. I have no doubts about it. Why the Gemara doesn't say anything about it? I don't know. It's again a riddle. It's again an enigma, something so important, so basic, like the uniqueness and the singularity of Shana Rabbah holiday, and which was known to Rishonim and to Mekubalim, even before the Zeh, let's say, Raboyos mentions it, and you see already from the Mishnah that something happened on Shana Rabbah, because in Beis Hamikdash the whole ceremonial was intensified, and sevenfold actually. So apparently Shana Rabbah is an outstanding day. It's a yim adin. The Ramban calls it Leilach Siman. And the Ramban quotes it as something which is known, accepted, and no one denies. No one tries to refute, the idea. And so this is the Shana Rabbah, fine. Now let us just get down for a while to Shmini Atzeres. The Shana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, apparently. Then Shmini Atzeres comes. Shmini Atzeres is a strange yontif. Very strange yontif. So let us take up first Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. It's quite important. Tomorrow night we'll face the problem. You know my opinion about it. But I want to be fair. Fair to my opponents, I don't know who they are. And fair to all Chassidish Rabbeim who don't sit in the sugya. I want to be fair. And let us take a look at the sugya. And they don't know it, what I'm going to show you tonight. I'll show you a Pardes HaGadol for Rashi. A Pardes HaGadol. Something very interesting. And but did not change my opinion, I want you to know that. So since we are not Chassidim, we'll have to sit in Sukkah tomorrow night and the Shmini Atzeres morning until nightfall of Simchas Torah. There's no way how to get out of it. The whole business, Chassidim say they know it from the Yuhanavi, all right? But the Yuhanavi it cannot influence our decisions. The Gemara said, Hilchas Yisurim Yasvin and Ruch HaLevachinem. Is not even Meish Rabbeinu can change. Now let's take a look. What about Sukkot tomorrow? Yes. Daf Memvov Amid Beis. Memvov Amid Beis, the last four lines. Omar Rav Yehuda Breida Rav Shmuel Bar Shiles. Mishmeda Rav, in the name of Rav. Shmini Sofek Shvi, that's the way the Gemara calls Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Sofek Shvi. You understand very well, why do you sit in Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres? Why do you celebrate Simchas Torah, Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres? Because it's a Sofek Shvi. It's always the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about Shmini Atzeres. When the Gemara uses Atzeres, the Gemara has in mind Shues. So the Gemara had no name, no term for Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara always says Shmini Atzeres in Bagelo in the Eretz Yisrael is Shmini. In the Eretz Yisrael the expression Shmini. In the Eretz Yisrael there is no Sofek is Shmini. As far as the diaspora is concerned, whenever the Gemara speaks of Shmini Atzeres, is Shmini Sofek Shvi. This is a technical term. Shmini Sofek Shvi, Shvi Lisuke. It has the same status as the Shana Rabbah with respect to Sukkah. What does it mean? You sit in the Sukkah. Ushmini lebroche. As far as Davni is concerned, you don't say Sim Chag HaSukkot Hazeh, Veishmini Atzeres Chag HaSukkot. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shmini lozeh lozeh. He has the status of Shmini, it means, outside of Sukkot. Not included in Sukkot, lozeh lozeh, for Sukkot as well. What does it mean? So the Gemara says,
Mesa, as far as staying in the sukkah is concerned, Kulavele plige de Yasvinen, you certainly have to stay in the sukkah. Ki plige, the whole controversy is Livruche, whether you should say Abroche. Yelemando Marshviye le sukkah. According to Rav, you have to say even the broche to pronounce the benediction. Af leishe vasuke, livochinen, leman de omar, shmini loze voloze, bruche leime vochinen. Well, you don't say the broche. Well, you don't say it. So the Gemara says, lisyuve, there was no problem. There was not a single ameo who ever doubted that one must eat or sit in suke and shminatzeres. The whole controversy between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan is pertaining to a broche, is with respect to a broche. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Lekate Rabbi Yechanan b'yodach. You adapt Rabbi Yechanan's rule, it means you be guided by Rabbi Yechanan. The Ravune bar Bizne, Chogdele Ador, the greatest scholars, Iklu b'suke, came into the suke, בשמין יספק שווי, את מי שמין הצרס, מייסב אבי יסווה, ויסט מייסוקה, ברוך אלי בריך. They didn't say the ברוך. So you have this, we call מייסר אבי, president. That there's no ברוך. ודיו מה, אמרה says, how do you know they didn't say a ברוך because of שמין הצרס? There is an opinion in Talmud, in the Gemara before, that if you see only the ברוך the first night of סוקה, and then you don't repeat לישיבה סוקה at all. You say Leish Besuki once. We don't pass that. We pass every time we eat, we say Leish Besuki. But there is one man domo who says, a Leish Besuki is pronounced once. Perhaps those, I mean, they are there not because they, but simply because they had a different opinion. That you say Leish Besuki only once, the first night. The Dune Sviriluk, a man domo, Kaven Shibirich, Yem Rishain, Shivirim Gorich, Zmore Gmire. We know the Me'eferos, they came from the fields. That means they were not in a sukkah before. They were in the wilderness, they had no sukkah. So it was the first time they entered the sukkah, the Shminatzeres. And yet, they did not say Abroche. Apparently, the Shminatzeres does not require Abroche. I could stop with you here and just show you that I'm right. No, I want to be fair with you. Ikedamre, there's a second lashon, there's a second appeal. Bruche kulam lei plige de leim vachin. The broche, there is not a single opinion that the broche should be pronounced on Shmini Atzeres. Ki plige le meisaf. The controversy revolves about yeshiva suke. Le man do mar shiva le suke, meisaf yasvina. No, shmini sofek shvi. There's something. Shvi le suke, ki shvi le suke, yeah? Meisa kishvi le suke, yeah? Meisa v'yasvinen, you see it. Kulman domar shmini lozeh lozeh, meisa v'name le yasvinen. What is Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, whether meisa v'yasvinen and bruchalim v'achinen, or Rabbi Yechanan recommended even to leave the suke completely shanarab. And the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yosef, nekeit Rabbi Yechanan b'yodok, abide by Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, the more the Shmait Semoni, who is the one who delivered us the opinion? Name of Rav, is the Rav Yudah Breda Rav Shmuel Bar Shilesh, who be Shmini, Sofek Shvi, we know that. Levar Misuke Yosef. Rabuni Bar Shilesh, who said, in the name of Rav, that you have to sit in the Suke, himself did not sit in the Suke, but acted in accordance with Rabbi Yechanan. Upon Rabbi Yechanan is right. This is a very nice discussion in this Medrash. Conclusion, the Gemara says, the Yilchese, the Aloche, never mind the discussion, the debate. The Yilchese, Meisev Yasvinen, Bruchel and Yilchen. This settles the controversy. Who can remove this Yilchese? Not even measure of it. You know, that's all. No one. So there was no help. There was Parshent even exist in the Sukkah. There only exist in the Sukkah. Because then you are never meet him. And the only Shpidin might be outside of the Sukkah, but once the Gemara said, Yuchas, Yisuim Yasvinim, Buchan Vachinim, there is no authority in the world which can change this Allah. So there was no problem. There was no problem. I thought many times, when did the problem come up?
I was under the impression, quite for a number of years, the problem came up late. Does anybody have here a Erechaim of Sukkah? No? Erechaim of Sukkah? No. No, oh, it's locked enough. The Mordechai quotes in opinion, Nuagu, Bimtemis, certain places, it's customary. Le'echol chate suke basuke, v'chate ha'sheni bebeis. More said to eat half of the meal in suke, to take half of the meal in suke, and the other half in the house. The more says, v'eini minek, it makes no sense. Then they began to question what's about chene besuke, sleeping ashminat. So they bring a few achrenim that Mesev Yasminat is limited to achile and to the exclusion of chene. Uvai? Uvai is Mesev Yasminat achile? Only God knows. Basically, I mean, this is actually those references carry no weight. You could ignore them completely. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, only chene. Take a look at Rambam. Perek Vov Mechesuke, Aloha Yud Gimel. Perek Vov Mechesuke, Aloha Yud Gimel. Bizman Aze, Shon Reisim Shnei Yomim Tevim. Perek Vov Mechesuke, Aloha Yud Gimel. Bizman Aze, Shon Reisim Shnei Yomim Tevim. Yeshvim Desuko Shmeina Yomim. Uvayim Hashmini Shu Yom Tev. Rishon shel shmini atzeres yeshvim bo ve'mevorchim leishvim besukah. I mean, clear cut Rambam. Yeshvim besukah shmini yom. The Rambam does not differentiate between shene rabbi and shmini atzeres. The only different distinction is the broche. Why is there no broche and shmini atzeres and sukah? But safek. A suffix, you say a broche al achilles matzah the second night of Pesach, it's also a suffix. You say broche al achilles morer, it's also a suffix. So apparently, Gemara is a kashin Shabbos. How can we say broches on the second day of Yom Tev, v'tochlim levachin al ha-suffix? Gemara says, gleose lizelzulebe. If Chazal had eliminated the broches, Yom Tev Shein Yishol Goyes, the people wouldn't observe the mitzvahs. And Chazal tried to do it with regard to Sukkah. And actually, and you see what happened? If Chazal had introduced Sukkah plus a broche, all Chassidim would be in Sukkah. Really? Chazal violated their own rule. Their own rule. Chazal said, why did they introduce broche for second day of Yom Tov? Even though, I mean, basically, the broche should not be pronounced. Because the reason for the second day of Yom Tov lies in ignorance, in Sufik, and whatever is Sufik does not require broche. The Gemara asks in Shabbat, the Gemara, shiny and strange words, Leosel Zulebe. If you will not introduce a broche, and the people will say, oh, it isn't as important as the first day, so they would not observe. That's why Chazal has equated the second day of Yom Tov with the first day of Yom Tov. There is almost no difference. The only difference is only Rachman and Islam with regard to Kuras Ames. But otherwise, there is no difference. What's different? There is no difference. Because in order to have the, I mean, the people observe it, I mean, properly, they equate it, actually, the importance, significance of the second day with the first day. In Sukkah, somehow, Shmin Atzeres, in Sukkah, they made the exception. All right? And there is no Yeshiva Sukkah. It's very strange. Their own rule. Why is it? The Rambam. The Rambam is because of Sukkah. וכן טומטום ואדרגנס לילה מנבוכים לישי בסוכם שיהיה חיוב מסופק ונבוכים מסופק. It's a Rambam very difficult. If the reason is Sufik, why is it limited to Shmini Atzeres? It should extend to all Yom Tevim Shel Goyes. And Broches should have been eliminated from Matzah and so forth. And so on. We shouldn't say Kiddush in Yom Tevim Shel Goyes. We shouldn't say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanin. Why only with regard to Sukkah the Rambam came up with the rationale of Safek? What of it? In Mekayim Matzah the first night of Pesach and still the second Seder? You understand very well. If Chazal had eliminated Achilas Matzah, Achilas Moriah, and Goal Yisroel, and Melech Mulmat Tishbocha, there would be no second failure. So say a bracha in order to save the Antishenish, the observers of Antishenish of Godhead. There's no reason why did Chazal eliminate. What's the halacha? There's no second halacha. You can say, what do you mean second halacha? No, no. I'll tell you what the reason is. I'll tell you what the Rambam the reason is. It's a very strange Rambam. Basically, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath, by rights, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath should have what? Should not be associated with bracha, correct? Because Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath, you mean something. Even though Anan Kvin and Bekvin Yachem, but the reason, the original reason is something. Wherever the original reason, the cause, the motivation is suffering, there is no bracha was introduced. For instance, Dmai. Dmai, there is no bracha at Dmai Lafrishtrume because it's suffering. What is the actually, why did they introduce bracha? The Gemara in Shabbos. Why did they introduce? Why the Gemara in Shabbos? Take a look at Ram in Cheschaniger. The Ram quote in Cheschaniger. פרק גימו מלכס חניקה הלוכה היי פרק גימו מלכס חניקה זה לסט הלוכה חניקה זה לסט הלוכה זה יוכס חניקה זה לסט in the first volume פרק גימו מלכס חניקה הלוכה היי שכל ודאי של דבריהם מבורכים עליו אבל דובר שהוא מדבריהם ויקר הסיוסלה, it was introduced מפני הסופק, כגי מייסר דמי, אין מבורכים עליו. ולא מבורכים על יום תפשני, והם לא תקנו אלו מפני הסופק,